Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome and welcome back to another episode of the For the Healthy Host podcast, where we talk about conscious living, self-awareness, and everything in between. I'm your host, Ree. Thank you so much for joining me and allowing me to be a part of your journey. Literally, when I got ready to sit down, I just smiled. Like, I enjoy so much just being in this space. Just genuinely so happy to be here and connecting with community. I literally had a conversation with my friend this morning talking about how in real life, I have no one that I like just meet up with and like go hang with. So I've created a sacred space, a community online, and I love it so much. It's just really sacred. You know what I mean? And I'm happy to have y'all, happy to connect and just be here in this space. How are y'all doing? Take a minute to just check in. Take a deep breath and remind yourself that you are alive. So today we are affirming each other. When I got ready to do this episode, of course, in true artist fashion, I got in my head. I was like, I don't know what to say. I don't know. But someone told me, go back and listen to your audio journals. Go back and look at what you've written in your journal and just say what you need to hear. And that's what I do most of the time, and it works out really well. So today I am affirming myself and telling myself what I need to hear, and hopefully it resonates with you. Hopefully these words give you everything you need today. Jumping right into it, I am a worthy being just by being. I am worthy. I am valuable. My existence in itself is worthy. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to attain any level of quote-unquote success to be worthy. There's nothing outside of me. There's nothing tangible. There's not another human being who can validate my worthiness, because I am worthy just by existing, just by being. I am enough. I am a worthy being just by being. I release the desire to control the outcome of the journey that is my life. Nothing in my life has ever, and I mean ever, worked out exactly how I thought it was going to work out up until this point. Nothing. And I'm here. I'm alive. I'm thriving. No matter how many times I practice, no matter how many times I prepared for the outcome, it never turned out how I expected it to. It turned out even better than I could have ever imagined. I am releasing the desire to control the outcome. I'm trusting the universe. I'm trusting source. I'm trusting myself. There's a freeing element that comes along with letting go of expectations, letting go of the outcome needing to look a certain way. Baby girl, you're holding yourself back. You are holding yourself back from all the miraculous things that are going to happen for you. I release and let go of the desire to control the outcome of the journey that is my life. I trust myself. I trust my gut. And I am following my intuition. One thing about it, don't nobody know me like me. No one spends as much time with me than me. Think about that. So why is it that I look outside of myself for the answers to questions that I have about my life, about myself, about my soul, about my purpose? It doesn't make sense. The math ain't mathing. So I'm leaning into trusting myself, moving and flowing with my intuition. If it don't feel good, I don't care what it looked like on paper. It could look amazing on paper. If it don't feel good in my soul, I'm not doing it. That's how much trust I have within myself. That's how closely I'm following my intuition. That's how closely I'm making friends with myself. I trust myself. I trust my gut. And I am following my intuition. With every breath that I take, I realize that I can start fresh. I can start new. I don't think you understand. As long as you are breathing, we don't have to wait till tomorrow. We don't have to wait till next year. As long as we are breathing with every breath, we can start fresh. We can start new. We're so used to comfort. We're so used to fulfilling our burning desire for comfort that we stay there and we attach. But it's time to detach from my experiences, from thoughts, from behaviors that no longer serve me. It's time to start anew. With every breath that I take, I realize that I can start new and I can start fresh. I promise to stay true to myself, regardless of what is expected of me. It's really none of my business. Don't get caught up in a trap of wanting to please others so you create a disconnect between you and you. We don't want that. I promise to stay true and authentic to myself. When I create and when I love from a place of authenticity, magic exists all around me. I promise to stay true and authentic to myself regardless of what is being asked of me. I am redefining the term productivity. To me, productivity is more than just checking things off my list. It's taking a deep breath, eating adequate nutrition, drinking enough water, laughter, crying when I need to, and just simply checking in with myself. I am not a machine. I won't fall victim to capitalism. I won't neglect myself in the name of productivity. I am redefining what it means to be productive. Loving myself is productive. Getting enough sleep is productive. Taking time to learn a new hobby or get back to the old things that I used to love doing, that used to feed my soul, that used to make me happy. Those things are also productive. I am redefining what it means to be productive. I love myself unconditionally. No rules. Without law. No requirements. Nothing, absolutely nothing is required for me to love myself as I am here now in this moment wholeheartedly. Nothing is required. I love myself unconditionally with every fiber of my being. I love myself like no one else has ever loved me before. All the love that I've once seeked outside of myself, I'm giving it to me. I'm grabbing it. And I'm putting it all back into myself because I deserve that. I deserve love. I deserve to know, to feel what true unconditional love without law, without requirements feels like. And that feels like me loving me. I love myself unconditionally with no requirements. I give myself permission to evolve, to transform, to change. One thing about change is that it's inevitable. And when I cling to past versions of myself, I am directly interfering with the natural flow of nature, the natural flow of the universe. I'm leaning into the change. It's bound to happen. And when I am resistant to the evolution of self, I'm blocking my blessings. I am blocking my abundance. I am blocking love, peace, all of the things that are rightfully mine. I'm blocking when I resist change, transformation, and evolution. I give myself permission to change, to evolve. And when I cling to past versions of myself that no longer serve me, I am interfering with the natural flow of the universe. I promise to stay committed to the boundaries that I have set for myself. I promise to show up for myself, stand up for myself, and advocate for myself, even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. I owe that to myself. When I stand up for myself, I'm standing up for my inner child, for little Reed, for all the little versions of me who felt like nobody was standing up for her. That's who I'm standing up for. I promise to stay committed to the boundaries that I've set for myself. I promise to show up for myself, stand up for myself, and continue advocating for myself. And on that note, thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing me into your space. I hope these affirmations served whoever they were meant to serve. I'm sending you so much peace, so much love, so much abundance, and everything you need in this moment. I'll talk to you next time. Bye. Mwah.